I wanted to share some scripture today and talk about having faith in our own prayers. Because I know sometimes we pray and we say, well, am I going to get this answered? We can be assured through the Word of God that when we pray, He hears us. And we're going to go first to the familiar scripture in 1 John 5, 14 and 15. It says, and having this confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in Him, we are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, that He listens to and hears us. We can have confidence when we pray according to this word. We can have so much confidence that we can boldly declare. When we pray and believe that we receive, we can be bold in our faith. And those say, I don't care what it looks like, but I know God heard me, and I know if He heard me according to His word, that He answers me. So we can have that confidence and boldness in Him. And in verse 15 it says, and if since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us our present possessions and request made of Him. So we can know positively, but it's all based on the Word. We have to be based according to His will. And we know this Word, this Bible, is His will. And so when you have a need, don't just start praying like shotgun prayers, hoping God hears one of them. Go to the Word, that find the Word that covers your need. If it's health, find healing scriptures. If it's finances, look at the scriptures. Have I been doing what the Word tells me to do? Have I been believing God for my children, my grandchildren? Whatever the situation is, go to the Word and find God's promises, and then you can pray in faith. You can have confidence, and you can be bold in your faith. And we may not see things immediately. I know there's been things that I prayed for that it didn't happen immediate, but I seen it years later. These things started happening in my family, and I thought, that's what I was praying about 5-6 years ago. And then God just started wham, 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 wham. It was just like one right after another. I was sitting there with watching God move, and it was just awesome. But don't ever give up. Keep standing on the Word. I don't care how long it takes. God's Word never fails. Okay, let's go to Matthew 7. And we're going to start with verse 7. It says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. We know if we're asking according to His word, we're going to receive. And that he that seeketh findeth. Those times things we don't know, we seek God about. And if we keep seeking Him, then He says we'll find. We just keep seeking until we get the answer. And we knock, and it will be open. God is a God of His word. And so we do what His word says, we will have God's result. It says, of what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will be give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? It says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to you that ask Him? You know, even sinners love their children, give them good things, want good things for them. But how much more does our Heavenly Father love us? He loved us so much that He gave His only Son to pay the price for our sins. So we know that He is, that this word is true, and that we can ask things of Him, and He's not going to give us bad things when we ask for health, when we ask for finances. If we've been doing the word, we know that He's not going to give us something bad. Of course, there's nothing bad in God for Him to give. So we know where the bad comes from. It comes from the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came. He says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So we're just thanking God for that life in His word, and that we can be confident when we pray and ask God for things. Go to Matthew 21:22. It says, and whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. So when we pray, check your spirit out. Am I really believing, or am I just hoping that it will come to pass? But do we have a no-so faith because we've been the word established on the inside of us? So when we pray, pray in faith. He says, really believing. And if you really believe, you will receive. And we want to be receivers. We want to have our prayers answered. We can have faith in this word, that if we're doing what this word says, that we can have answers to our prayers. And in John 14, verse 13, it says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So when we ask things in the name of Jesus, according to his will, and we receive those things, God is glorified in the Son. Jesus is being glorified because we're doing what he says, we're receiving what the Word says, and Jesus is being glorified in the Father. So we just want to thank him and praise him. Whenever we pray and believe, there's that praise and worship until we see the answer manifested. And in John 16:24, it says, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. We can't have full joy when we're walking around sick and hurting and in pain. We can't walk around in joy when we're having financial problems and we can't see our needs being met. We're not in full joy when our children are out in the world not serving God. You know, there's many things that causes us our joy not to be full. But God says, I want your joy to be full. I want you full of joy. He wants and desires to meet every one of our needs. And he has already done it through Jesus Christ. It is upon us to believe and to receive but we got to have the word in it, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have to have the word to be able to have faith to believe. And we go to James 5. It says in chapter 5, verse 16, it says, and confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another. In other words, there's been times in my life that there's things that I didn't even want anybody to know, but God prompted me. I had a good friend and still have a good friend, and I knew I had to share this thing with her. And I, as far as I was concerned, I wasn't going to tell anybody. But God just kept prompting me and prompting me. And when I shared it with her, she was a loving friend. We prayed about it. God forgave. And I let a load lift it off of me. I mean, I didn't realize I was carrying that load until I confessed that fault to my friend. You don't confess your faults to just everybody. You've got to have a good, godly friend that you know is not going to go out and tell everybody what you just shared with them. So I was very careful about who I shared this thing with. And I knew she would never, and she hasn't, ever told another soul. But it's just me, her, and God. And I just appreciate the word of God, because sometimes you think, well, nobody'd ever find out. Why do you have to share it? Because God wanted me to share it and get it off of my shoulders. And so I just praise God for his word. And he also says here in verse 16, it says, the earnest Heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That's like dynamite power. When we are praying a earnest, heartfelt prayer, it makes power available, dynamite power available to go into that situation and change it. We can't change it, but through prayer and God's power, it can be changed. It says Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. I just thought that just covers all of us. You know, we don't have an excuse to say, well, I'm not good enough. I can't pray those kind of prayers. But if you're in Christ Jesus, you're good enough. And God says Elijah was like us. He had feelings that in the nature like us, but yet he prayed earnestly. And it says right here that he says, and he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. That is a powerful prayer for one man, just like we are, that he had those kind of results. It says, and then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. So praise God. We are not to be going around with, I don't know if I can get my prayers answered. If you're a child of God, you got the Word of God on the inside of you, you can have your prayers answered, because we've just read all these scriptures today that showed us that we can have our prayers answered, and we can have faith in our prayers. And so today we've had so much sickness going on around in the church, and I know Cody's already prayed, and we're just going to add our prayers with it, because prayer is powerful. And I've got three scriptures that I want us to have backing up what we're going to be praying about. And we're going to go to Isaiah 53, verse 5. And it says, but he, and it's talking about Jesus in the future, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That word was looking forward to the cross. It was looking forward to what Jesus was going to do on the cross. He's going to, by his wounds, we are healed. And in Matthew 8 and 17, it says, and thus he fulfilled, that's talking about Jesus, what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that he himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses, our infirmities, and he bore away our diseases. So if he took them and carried them away, we do not have to carry them. So we're gonna pray according to the word, and we've got one more scripture that backs this thing up. It says in 1 Peter 2:24 that Jesus, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar, and he offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness, and by his wounds you have been healed. So according to the word, we're already healed. Just like Jesus, when he died, he provided salvation. But that salvation did us no good until we received it. And so healing is ours. Jesus has already taken our infirmities. He's already bare our sicknesses. We have to receive it. And we're just going to praise God and thank God for this church being a healed church. We're thanking God for healing our pastors. And for healing, there's so many people that's not here today, and I know it's because of those symptoms that have tried to attack their body. And so we're coming against those symptoms in the name of Jesus, that name that's above flu, that name that's above sickness and disease. And we've seen in his word where he took our infirmities, he bare our sicknesses and carried them away. So we're just going to give him praise today. Pray if you have your prayer language. Pray in the Holy Ghost and believe God to see the manifestation of his word in the lives of the people of this church. Father, we come to you today in the faithful, mighty name of Jesus. And we're basing our prayers today upon these words that I have just quoted about Jesus taking our infirmities and bearing our sicknesses and carrying away all of our diseases. And so today we take authority over this spirit of sickness and flu and disease and pains that have come against this congregation. And we rebuke you and we command you to stop and desist in this church and in this people. We speak healing to every member. We speak life and healing to our pastors. We're thanking you, Father God, and we're expecting every person to reach out and to receive what Jesus has provided for them today. And we give you the glory, Father. We give you the honor. And we're thanking you, Father, that we know because we've asked according to your word and we believe that we have received. I am expecting every person to rise up, to be made whole, healed, and strong in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you glory today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.